Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you missed that, go back and listen to it on our website later on after the show ends on 92.3thefan.com or on the Odyssey app. He was outstanding. He was really fun
to
talk
with. Excellent.
Yeah, his Wikipedia page says his middle name is Gustav. I know you can't believe everything you see on Wikipedia, but that, I thought, okay, that one looks pretty good.
Well, you got duped, my friend.
His baseball reference page has his middle name buried as Devin. So,
well,
I didn't double check my sources on that.
It's
funny because I was on his baseball reference page looking other stuff up, but didn't look at his middle name.
It happens.
Liked it, though. He might go Slade Devin Gustav Ciccone.
I mean, either that or we just start adopting it as a nickname for him. But why would you nickname Slade? Slade's perfect.
Well, Slade's perfect.
That's like two thumbs up.
You almost don't need a middle name. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you almost don't need a middle name. Your name is Slade.
Slade.
It's all you need.
He was very good. All that. It is amazing. And I think the best thing that came out of that interview, at least to me, Jeff, is the fact of what he said about Austin Hedges.
Because that was fun. I mean, it screamed manager in waiting, didn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, we have all screamed about Austin Hedges in the lineup at one point or another. And sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this guy's out there. He can't hit to save his soul. But you hear Slade Ciccone talk about Austin Hedges, and you're like, I get it. I now know why that guy is out there. They have always, always, always favored having a second coach on the field behind the plate more than anything that they have been able to do with the bat.
It's hard to not see the value in Austin Hedges. If you know anything about pitching and how valuable a catcher is to the pitcher, and even, you know, a guy who's not playing every day, like Austin Hedges, you understand the value of Austin Hedges to this team. And Slade Ciccone certainly does. I think it's interesting, Dan, his reaction when he was traded to the Guardians. And think about, you know, Indians teams in the past. And you got to be a little older maybe to get all this. The place you didn't want to get traded to was Cleveland. Team wasn't very successful. You were playing, you know, in an old stadium. Was empty most of the time in comparison to the number of seats. And now he gets traded to Cleveland, and he is pumped up about it.
Right.
That's awesome.
It's all a perpetual evolution. Like, right now, I think if you got traded to the Rockies, you would immediately be like, oh.
Going to the Rockies. Oh.
Or like if you were.
Well, especially if you're a pitcher.
Or like if you were traded to the Pirates. Like, the Pirates are another one that ever since that bump with Clint Hurdle and that whole group where they were throwing so well is kind of like an, seriously? It's all cyclical that way. And so the Guardians, with having to figure out their pitching basically becoming the pitching factory that they are, where they bring these guys in, they tweak a few things. Slade talked about it. I came in as a six-pitch pitcher, or a seven-pitch pitcher. Now I'm down to like 5.5.
And, you know, that's an interesting thing because you see a lot of starting. It used to be, hey, I get a three-pitch mix. Mm-hmm. I throw four pitches. Guys are now throwing 5-6 different things. And it's interesting that the Guardians kind of refined it a little bit for him, and it seems to be working.
It does, and they do such a good job with that. And I think having that secondary coach on the field in those catchers makes it, again, like I was going to ask him, and I didn't get around to doing it. How many of the pitchers in the Guardian staff do you think are calling their own pitches? Because you know the pitch comp thing, it goes two different directions. Like you watched it last night with Max Scherzer. Max is calling his own pitches. Like, there's no denying that Max Scherzer, the control freak of all control freaks, is calling his own pitches through the whole thing. And I wonder how many of the Guardians pitchers are doing the same thing, where you're seeing them with the pitch comp either on their glove or somewhere else telling Bo Naylor or telling Austin Hedges, because it feels like that organization is very much like, no, we have these guys who are just baseball savants, for lack of better terminology, back there who can take control of this. So then that way, all you have to do is just throw and hit the glove and not have to think about sequencing and not have to think about all these different things. They got all that covered. You just throw.
He's really done a nice job. And, you know, I miss Josh Naylor on this team. You miss Josh Naylor on this team. I think this team misses Josh Naylor. Let's put that to the side. Again, and it's still early, but again, it looks like this organization has identified a pitcher with another team. Slade's ERA was over 6 last year with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He started 13 games, appeared in 21 games, I believe. Started 13, his ERA was like 6.6. It looks like they have yet again identified a guy in another organization that they thought, we like this, we like what he's doing, we can make it work, we can help him. And they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. And it's such a, I mean, pitchers like pitching in this organization.
Yes.
That's so cool. That's really cool.
It is cool to have one of the pitching factories that these guys will just, again, identify out of, or you get the veteran who takes the pay cut to come on in because they know that, hey, even if it's just I take a year in Cleveland or I take 2 years in Cleveland.
That's why Matthew Boyd was here.
I can reestablish myself because these guys will help me to figure out what I need to do better.
That's why Matthew Boyd was here, was it not?
Pretty much.
And didn't it work? Yes, it did.
Very well. And he's pitching well for the Cubbies this year, too, and good on him.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really cool to have that here. And now I'm going to sound like the spoiled brat fan that I am, which is, how do we get that on the hitting side? What do the Guardians need to do to be able to get a similar concept on the hitting side? Because, boy, it would be nice if you could have both instead of just one.
Well, that's a fact, Jack.
Boy, would it be nice. And I don't know what the answer is. I have no idea where you could point to and borrow ideas and or hire someone from there. I don't even know. But golly, it would be really nice to be able to like consistently count on 4 runs being scored in a game. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. Is it too much to ask? No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm so used to it. You're so used to it. The thing about the team is the consistent offensive productivity. And no team scores 5 runs every night. Let's be fair. No team does that.
Correct.
But our team doesn't do it as often as you'd like. How's that? We see a lot of 3-2-1 run outputs from the offense, and that. That's a tough way for a pitcher. I mean, imagine this pitching, at least the way it's been, especially as of late, and then this bullpen. Imagine if you were getting 5-6 runs a night.
Be nice.
You're going to win 100 games.
You'd have so much wiggle room.
Pitching. Yeah.
You'd have so much wiggle room as a pitcher.
Yes.
Instead of going out there knowing, okay, I got to keep them. I mean, of course, you're out there with the mentality of they're not scoring today.
It also allows you to be in more of an attack mode as a pitcher.
Right. It would be, and again, and if I'm speaking out of turn for you, please correct me accordingly. I'm not saying I want Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Andy Páez, Max Muncy. I'm not saying that's what we're looking for here. I'm not saying I want Aaron Judge. I'm not saying I want Lindor into Soto, into Pete Alonso. Like we're not screaming for that. I'm screaming for an offense that could get me 4 runs. 4. It should not be this difficult, and we should not be surprised when they get more than 5 runs in a game. They make us all go, oh, wow.
Hey, you had plenty of offense.
Look at that.
And in the rare occasion, like what the other night, Guardians scored 6 and lost 10-6. And you think, oh, the pitching let you down. Well, the pitching's not going to be perfect every game.
Right.
I mean, there are going to be nights when you have to outscore the other team.
Hunter Gaddis had a rough outing. It happens.
Right. That's just the way that goes. I mean, the guys, you know, major league hitters are pretty good. And our team just needs to score more runs. Oddly enough, the Guardians aren't last in the majors in scoring runs. It just feels that way to us. The Rangers, Rockies, White Sox, Pirates.
I was going to say, let me guess.
And dead last? Kansas City Royals right now.
Kansas City.
At least in total runs.
Yeah, the only one that's really hitting right now for them is Bobby Witt.
Runs per game, Pittsburgh's lower, which, you know, Paul Skeens is thinking, where can I go?
Total sidetrack. Hang with me. I'll bring it back around. Did you see yesterday he gave up the most amount of runs he's ever given up in an inning with four?
That's amazing.
He gave up four runs to the Brewers in an inning. It was the most runs
he's given up. Career worst.
Yeah. It was one of those. I was just watching it yesterday going, Jiminy Christmas. But there's something to behold when you've got that guy there, but he's got so much pressure on his shoulders because he's looking at it going, okay, unless O'Neill Cruz cranks one out, we're going to have a rough afternoon.
Yeah.
Unless Brian Reynolds can piece one together. And I feel like these starters are the same way where it's like, okay, unless Jose Ramirez cranks one out and Stephen Kwan can get on base before then, and hopefully this Lane Thomas renaissance continues for a good period of time. But outside of that...
I'm sorry, a renaissance is two games?
Hey, man.
Take it where you can get it, right?
If the 86 shadow turns over 2 days in a row, you're calling it a win. I mean, that's the life that we're living here.
86 shadow. That's funny.
We're calling it a win.
That's funny.
If Carlos Santana can, like, it's part of my reasoning, and it's something you and I had been talking about before in the call. It's part of my reasoning that I look at some of the guys in these platoons, and I continue to say, hand the keys to them for 100 at-bats. Let's figure this thing out instead of jerking them around all over the place and going, oh, no, this guy throws left-handed. You can't hit that. That'll break your brain. It's coming from the other direction. My God. Like, instead of going about it in that way, hand these guys 100 at-bats and let's figure out if they could get some consistency to them. Like, you've been screaming Nolan Jones. I'm with you. I know he strikes out. I know you would like him to walk more. I know he doesn't make as much contact as you dream of. But
looks like a ball player, and he hits the ball hard.
Hand him 100 at-bats. Let's see if he can do this. Let's see if he can be the answer in right field that we've been platooning since Moses Cleaveland landed on the shores.
You know, the tough thing, and it's a real skill to be able to hit well in the major leagues without consistent at-bats. That's why, you know, the name Gates Brown comes to mind. And anybody who's a baseball fan from the 70s, Gates was a tremendous pinch hitter for the Detroit Tigers. He's from Toledo, I believe. And guys picking up a bat, going into the batter's box and hitting without doing it on a daily basis, that's difficult. And that's one reason why platoons don't usually work too well. And that's why I'm with you, Dan. I've said it. Give somebody a bunch of at-bats in a row. I mean, you didn't want to commit to a bunch of guys as your regular outfielder. Right, and you moved on from Will Benson and Nolan Jones, first and second round picks in the same offseason. And you brought one of them back. That's good. Let's see if he can play. Let's see if he can actually become a guy who you just pencil into the lineup and you leave him alone. And the weird thing to me about the platooning of Nolan is that his splits, and I've mentioned it before, he hits lefties career-wise better than he hits righties. So why would you take him out against lefties? Or better yet, why would you play him against righties? Well, because, you know, he's a left-handed hitter. He's supposed to hit righties better. But he hits them both the same. And the guys he's platooning with, it's been John Kenzie. It's been Jonathan Rodriguez. They're not hitting. So give somebody a lot of at-bats and see if you can't find some offense. No?
That's my thought. I mean, I understand that he strikes out a bunch. I know it is frustrating how much that he strikes out. But when he gets a hold of it, man, it goes. And there are not many guys in this lineup that you could say that about. That when they get a hold of it, it goes. And it's fine to have one or two guys who strike out 25% of the time. It is fine to have one or two of those guys in your lineup. It's not going to tank the lineup. Especially because if the other ones, they're making really loud contact.
Yeah.
and you hit the ball hard, it's hard to field, whether it's because it flies over the fence or because it's flying at you. Like, I like those guys, and it's not a bad thing to have them, and especially he's walking 10% of the time as well. You could stomach that. Like, yes, would you like that at 12, 15% of your at-bats? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But goodness, give the guy an opportunity with 100 straight at-bats and figure it out instead of jerking him around.
Agreed completely. Just leave him in the lineup and go. They have some things to sort through. We'll help them do that. Today's starting lineup as well, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Dano in for Andy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.